You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Well, unbelievably, it is already the third installment of the June series. I'm like, this year is flying by, it feels like. But I'm happy to be with you guys this evening and to talk about this third and final piece in our Disconnect to Reconnect meditation series. And really this entire series, we've been talking about like these little tools, these little ways to help us reconnect deeper within ourselves. And I come up with the framework of the series, but I actually write these talks the day of because I want them to be like very fresh and authentic and real to whatever is going on in my practice. And what I realized in this series is that the whole series is really truly about not doing, okay? And I have a four-year-old son, and I overheard some of his little buddies, like they now have conversations, which is hysterical to me. And so I'm like listening to this funny little four-year-old conversation, and one little girl says to another little girl, "My mom targets so hard." And I like fell out of my chair. Like, who says that? It was the funniest thing. And so I'm like laughing. And in my head, I was thinking, you know what I do so hard? I do so hard. All day, every day, I'm like, how many things can I check off this list? And I don't think I'm alone in that, right? This is like almost all of our habit in life is go, 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 do, do, do. And this practice is an invitation to learn how to disengage from doing so much. So the first piece that we talked about in the first week, really the essence of that talk was loving kindness. It was the care and connection we offer ourselves when we take time to disconnect from the external world and be still. And then last week we talked about generosity, which is one of the foundational teachings when it comes to cultivating freedom in our lives, when it comes to the foundation of liberation, if you want that to be your word, okay? Generosity. It's that quality of learning how to let go. And today what we're going to talk about is integrity. And these are actually the traditional teachings that come before you even learn how to meditate. So, you know, meditation originally was brought over mostly by Peace Corps volunteers that were in Thailand or India. They studied with meditation masters, and then they came back to the States and they started teaching. So they did this for a while, and then they had enough students and there was enough interest in meditation that they were actually able to bring the original teachers from Thailand, from India, over to the States to do talks, to help share in these teachings. So these original teachers come over and they're like observing what happened. And they say, you know, what we see is the students here are really trying to do meditation. They're trying so hard to have these transcendental experiences and experience like different states of spiritual bliss, but they're not doing the groundwork that actually allows for a change in the way that we think or the way that we behave, right? These foundational tools that set the stage for us to actually change the way we process information. And one of these is integrity. And it's this idea that we can only connect to others as much as we can connect within ourselves. So if we can't be kind to ourselves, if we can't be honest with ourselves, if we can't uphold promises to ourselves, we can't then do that externally, right? We sever that connection the minute we inflict harm upon ourselves. So there's a whole host of like original teaching stories that have been translated out of like the very first language that meditation was taught in was Pali. That was the language of the Buddha. So these teachings come all the way from there, and I'm sure they are, you know, much misinterpreted. But the story that we know today goes something like this. There was a king who puts out a proclamation to land that he's going to give half of his land and his daughter's hand in marriage to the person who can steal something without anybody knowing that they stole it. Okay, so he puts this out. And of course, men all across the country start trying to steal things and show that they're the one that deserves to get all this land and the princess's hand in marriage. So somebody comes and says, look, I stole this necklace. Nobody knows I stole this necklace. And the king says, no, sorry. The next person comes and says, look, I stole this horse. And nobody knows I stole this horse. And the king says, no, not good enough. Sorry. And it goes on and day after day, people coming up. I stole this. Nobody knows. No. And finally, one man shows up and he comes empty-handed. And he says, I didn't steal anything. And the king said, well, why not? Why are you here? And he said, well, it's impossible to steal something without nobody knowing, because I would know. And of course, he got the land and the princess's hand in marriage, because that was the right answer, right? The king was looking for somebody wise. And the answer is, if we know we're being dishonest, if we know we're not living a life with integrity, there is no way we can walk around and really be compassionate towards other beings. There's no way we can honestly love another or feel connected or enlivened within our lives. So we're going to work, I'm sure you're not surprised if you know me at all, with Brené Brown's definition of integrity, because she's my favorite. So Brené Brown defines integrity as choosing courage over comfort, choosing what's right over what is fast, fun, and easy, and practicing your values rather than professing them. Choosing courage over comfort, choosing what's right over what is fast, fun, and easy, and practicing your values rather than professing them. So each of these, integrity, generosity, loving kindness, each of these are practiced within our meditation practice and externally, right? So when we sit down to meditate, rather than sitting down to meditate and then going, do I feel more stressed or less stressed? Did that help me or did that not help me? And using it as a rubric to measure how happy we are in our lives, rather than do that, if we use our practice as a way to explore these tools, loving kindness, generosity, integrity, and we operate from those places, that's what changes the way we encounter stress in our lives. That's what changes the way we respond to anxiety, to fear, to any of the more intense emotions. So we're going to practice tonight together. We have a 20-minute guided meditation tonight. I talk for about the first half of it, and then we have about 10 minutes, maybe a little more in silence, and then I'll bring us all out together. So as we meditate, I'll just do this one final reminder that we're not trying to meditate so hard, okay? Right? We're trying to relax into it, okay? So if you've already had your legs crossed, take a moment to uncross them and cross them the other way. Let your hands rest down onto your lap, palms face down. Take a moment to sit up nice and tall here through your spine. You want to feel tall and awake. And when you're ready, you can either close your eyes or take a soft gaze down towards the ground. And together as a group, we'll take a deep inhale in and exhale, release a sigh. And let's do that again, inhaling deeply. Exhale, let it go. Allowing your breath to flow. Just easy inhales and exhales now. Feeling yourself settle into this seat. You might start your practice just by silently saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that statement, allow yourself to relax. Feel your inner body simply let go and settle into the shell of the outer body. Externally, you'll feel your spine tall. Back of the neck is long. Crown of the head is lifted. The muscles through the face are soft. The forehead is smooth. The skin around the eyes soft. The lips, the jaw, the tongue all relaxed. You might feel the collarbone soften and spread. The center of your chest relaxing, relaxing. You might even just imagine the muscles around your heart simply letting go, creating space. The muscles through the belly let go so that we're not engaging. We're not pulling in. And your hips, your thighs, they just relax into whatever you're seated on. Externally, our body is upright and awake. Internally, our body is soft and relaxed. And our breath rolls in and out just as it wants to today. Breathing, breathing. Gradually here, you just begin to feel your breath. I usually pay attention just inside the tip of my nose, so that as I breathe in, I can feel that air being drawn into the body. And as I breathe out, I can feel the air leaving the body. You don't have to describe your breath. You don't have to explain it. Just experiencing the breath as it moves in and out. And all the while, thoughts continue. Some days our thoughts might just be a quiet hum in the background, barely noticeable. Some days our thoughts can be loud, blinking neon signs, clamoring for attention. No matter how your thoughts show up today, we just sit here, awake and relaxed. And feeling the breath. The thoughts stream by just like the cars driving outside on the road. Some fast, some slow. But our attention, our awareness stays on the breath. As we settle into a period of silence now, no matter how many times you get distracted, no matter how many times you forget your breath, the moment you notice, just smile and come back to feel the breath again. noticing the way your breath naturally deepens. Noticing that sense of further letting go as the practice comes to an end. Giving yourself just one last moment here to breathe, to notice how you're feeling at the end of your practice. And then together as a group here, let's draw palms together in front of the hearts like a prayer. Bow your chin down. Taking a deep inhale in. Open up your mouth, let go of a sigh. Honoring yourself and the time you carve out for these practices that both help us to disconnect and in turn reconnect. Choosing kindness, generosity, integrity as the foundation of our practice. Thank you guys so much for sitting with me today. It was my honor to be with each of you. Namaste. Hey y'all, thank you so much for listening to the Mindful Minute. Carving time out of your day to sit and meditate with me means the absolute world to me, and I deeply thank you. As you may know, reviews of podcasts are hugely helpful, allowing other people to find us a little bit easier. So if you loved today's show, please take a moment on your phone or your computer to click on write a review, write me a little blurb about why you enjoyed today's episode, and I will pick a review of the week next Monday. I'll share it at the end of the podcast. If I call out your username, you will win a super special Mindful Minute journal and tote bag that I will send to you. So again, write me a review, leave me a little message about why you love the show, and tune in next Monday, end of the show. I will announce our winner. Thank you guys. Thanks for listening to the Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.